So we're really looking into the purpose of community. And as I said in my little teaser that Ken films every week to put on Facebook or wherever it goes, I should know, but I feel like community is coming back really strong. I think the need for community is so strong, and I feel like it's always been a human need to connect and to, as you were saying, like, as you go through life, right, to have people that have done it ahead of you and that people are coming up that need you and that also inspire you, right? I've never learned so much from a frickin' 13-year-old. I mean, and we need it all. It provides such a richness. And I feel like I've got a little bit of an echo, John, if you can take that down a minute. COVID, of course, just wiped that out and introduced this fear, right? And that's the last thing we need when we are being bombarded with media that tells us how separate we are and how we're against each other and all the ways that we're divided. And yet when we come into community around a common focus or a common interest or a common need, what happens is we organically kind of figure out there's a lot more that we share, and those differences become less important. So I'm feeling drawn to really speak into and expand on community and to invite you all into it more fully. There are certain aspects to being an authentic community. As a running definition, an authentic community offers a unique opportunity to bring a diverse group of people together, centered around a common value, a common interest, a common need, or a common identity. And this identity, I love that idea that our common identity is that we are spiritual beings having this human experience. And it's complicated. I wish it wasn't so complicated. So, when you think of community, what do you think of? Togetherness.
Sharing.
Joy.
Or grief.
Support, friendship. What's service? Yeah. Neighbors, fun,
being available,
community, camaraderie, yes,
awareness.
What's the common ingredient? What do you have to have in community?
People
who need people. There's the rock star coming out. Sorry about that. Yes, people. And yes, you've got to have some leadership, something that's guiding you. I had the opportunity to meet with the choir the other night. They're really committed and having a lot of fun to do this performance for you on the 19th, centered around community. And so we were talking about what community means and what makes it authentic, right? And they shared the great wisdom and truth in that it has to have some key elements, and that needs to be supported and demonstrated by the leadership, which Kath has done a wonderful job at doing, and you are doing in all of these different ways that you lead in this community. And those ingredients are trust and honesty, vulnerability and support. And as we grow into those and demonstrate those and hold those from the top down, which I'm just so tired of, the top down isn't working anymore. Not just for me, I'm not tired just because I'm supposedly at the top, but that's a little bit of it. But that it really expands as we all do it, right? And so as the choir shared, they come together with the goal of singing together, of learning their music, and in the process they get to know and love each other. And so they are aware when someone's struggling a little bit, needs a little extra space or grace, right? That's kind of what happens in authentic community. When I think of honesty and trust as your leader, I feel like trust and honesty are key elements, values in my life. I feel like I'm pretty on top of those. Certainly made mistakes along the way. When I think of vulnerability and support, however, I'm having to grow into those. Of course, it takes a certain amount of vulnerability to just stand up here every Sunday. But the level of authenticity with which I do that takes a tremendous amount of vulnerability that I didn't recognize until I was up here week after week. And support. I think many of us struggle to ask for support, to receive support, right? And yet we all need it from time to time. And we all are asked in our humanity to be vulnerable. That is where we grow. That is where we expand. And I don't know about you, but the time in which we're living feels like a vulnerable time. It's asking a lot of us. And I think we need to support one another in that authentically, right? People are beginning to talk about, feels like everything's unraveling. And some of it, as it unravels, we realize, ooh, I didn't know all that was even in there. That was not working. But what's next? And the unknowing, the not certain, we're not sure. We are navigating into the next evolution of humanity, of spirituality, of democracy, of God, no, everything. The things we thought were done, sealed, we can count on that, are proving to have some limits, and they're constructions of humanity. And so it's an opportunity to come up higher in that evolution. I love the unity message. I'm here for the unity message. All that it offers in terms of a positive, practical approach to Christianity as it has traditionally been taught, looking to Jesus as the master teacher, the way shower, and also recognizing the other masters, honoring that there is that truth is huge, that God is huge, and all of this is just our attempt to understand it, right? Through what we're recognizing is a limited mind. And so we have an opportunity to expand. And in divine mind, all ideas exist. So there is always more to be growing into and evolving into. And that is true for this community. It is true for us personally. Anybody feel like you might be growing a little bit? Anybody feel like, ouch? It's, Kath, you were the one that a year ago said it was messy. And I was like, what do you mean it's messy? No, it isn't. Yeah. It's not always easy because it involves a letting go of who we thought we were, what was, and there's good and bad in that. And so to let it all go is scary and painful. And then we have to take responsibility for the way maybe we've shown up from a limited perspective, and that's painful. What I love so much about unity is that I feel like we really offer so much of what the world needs in terms of, yes, we have a path, we have a teaching, and we're not going to push you into it or pull you into it or push you off of yours, right? If you find it valuable what we teach here, come on in. And if not, more power to you. But this destruction as humans that we've come to now fight and kill each other over what's supposed to unite us with God is agonizing. And so I'll be vulnerable and tell you, I wish it was easier. I, every week, want to have just the right answers and just the right scenario and just the right equation that you leave here and go, okay, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I don't know how that's going to look. It's going to take all of us. And I think all of us have something to offer. And I can't do it alone. And if, why would I? I mean, I'm the whole reason, you're the whole reason I'm here. And so, I'm not having a breakdown. I'm just feeling emotional, like, oh God. Part of being vulnerable with people is that it also pushes into your vulnerability. And if you're not comfortable with that, then I'm making you uncomfortable. But we got to get comfortable with it. Because that's where we grow, and it's where we find the depth of spirit and faith and courage and understanding. And I wish so much for myself as much as you that it was easier. And I believe in what we teach here. I believe in our connection. I believe in the power of spirit to move through us in powerful ways. And sometimes we have to get out of the way. And that sucks. Sometimes, because we are just sure we know how to do it. Now quit pulling me over here. Right? That part of us that wants to control it and have it be predictable. And so, the other thing that I want to be honest with you about is I'm recognizing as there is this impetus to change, to evolve, right? To take with it what we've gained and the good that we've learned in any aspect of our social world right now, and to come up higher, to have a next evolution of that. And I'm finding that I'm still looking to the old ways. And I've got to recreate new ways. And that's why I think your involvement, your participation, you know, when I ask, I'm going to be asking again for you to talk with each other, to share about what we're talking about here, not just listen to me. But how does it apply to you? How is it working in your life? Share with each other. Someone says the simplest thing that for whatever reason you just missed, and now you've got a partner who reminds you, well, this is what I do. Oh, phew. So sharing together, taking what we're learning and applying it, and sharing your wisdom and your experience and your voice and your pain and your ahas and your joy, all of it. What we can do together expands so much. And I know you're doing that. I know you go out of here, I hope, and shine your light in the world, connecting with people, knowing no matter what they're doing or how they're acting, that we share this divine source and this human experience. How can we be of benefit and support to one another? So I have been pulled into some of the hierarchical, patriarchal, white-centered, intellectual over heart approach that has worked for so long. And it's not working anymore. It's not working for me. And I don't really know what else there is. So I'm creating, right? I'm pushing into that. I'm getting out of my head, which I cannot believe is so hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to just think about it and say, oh, I know that. And meanwhile, it says, oh yeah, come on down. Come on down and feel that. Feel into that. And this is where I can tell you that my faith has deepened. Because I literally say, let me feel that presence. Feel, work through me. And that's how I get out of the way a little bit. Right? And sometimes it's an aha, sometimes it's just a settling, sometimes it's a go to bed and try tomorrow. And so all this is to say that through this month of community, we'll be opening up to hear more from you inviting you to interact more with each other, reaching out, meeting people perhaps you don't know, sharing. And if that's uncomfortable for you, be with that. You know, be with that. What is it that's making me not want to share or participate? And what might I be missing as a result of that? We have put out a survey as well. You might have seen it in your newsletter. There's a barcode or a QR code here, and there's some ways that you can do it during fellowship. We'd like to hear, you know, if we are here to inspire authentic connection with the divine self and others for spiritual growth, healing, and loving service to the world. You didn't think I knew to have that memorized, did you? We need to know how we're doing. Is what we're offering meeting the mark? What are we not offering? What should we stop offering? Again, it's for you that we're doing it, and so we need to know. Is it supporting you or not? Are you feeling called to engage in it or not? And will you? If you are, will you? Right? As we look toward 2024, the sky's the limit, and it's sort of an open slate. How do we want to proceed? What do we want to offer? What can we support financially? What can we bring in from the outside? But everything we do, we can't be all things to all people. Everything we do should help us to connect with that mission, that purpose, to inspire that authentic connection with the divine self and others, to heal. Now I'm going to mess it up. For spiritual growth, healing, and loving service to the world. And we're all at different places in that. You know, if you're not like, I can't give any loving service to the world, I'm doing best to put my feet in front of the other. Great. Come, put your feet in front of the other here. So I hope that you will think about those questions, give your input, think about honestly, you know, what this community means to you, what you get from it, and what you want to bring to it, what you have to give to it. I know you all have unique gifts and talents and energy and presence and prayers. All of that matters. And if you're sick or you're traveling, let us know. If you need something, let us know. Look out for each other. I know you do that as well. Collectively, I think we are really needing to lean into all that we have and all that we bring and all that we know. I don't know it all. You don't know it all. If you do, you better get up here. But together, we really expand and shine more fully, more brightly. You know what I'd like to say now? Any questions? So we'll take a time now to center in meditation. You can just open up, perhaps considering what has resonated with you today and what I've been sharing. Just taking a deep breath. I'm going to ring the singing bowl that is tuned to our heart chakra, dropping us from our head to our heart. We can really connect and feel the power and the presence of spirit and truth. So just invite you to take a deep breath into your heart. You might even put your hand on your heart and just breathe into that place. You might even center in a sense of appreciation. It's a great way to pull us out of our head into our heart, perhaps centering on what you appreciate about Unity Spiritual Center Denver, whatever that is. However that has evolved for you, or perhaps you are just learning about, what does it bring to you that you appreciate? And just taking a deep breath, allowing your mind to slow down and your heart to catch up. Here in this space that has been here for over 60 years as a beacon of love and oneness and truth, you are now part of this community. So I just invite you to open up, to consider what that means for you. Perhaps what it's provided for you, perhaps what it's asked of you. And then joining in this idea that as we come together in this truth and in this knowing, to support one another, to appreciate one another, and to reflect the light of God that we are and that we behold in one another. We are individually and collectively raising our vibration into one of love. Whereby all that we are harmonizes together for the highest expression of our individual good and collectively. And so I invite you to really feel into and find your place in that, in this place and in your own communities, how you can align with that and shine through that and be that more fully. And also how you can ask when you need support and accept that. There is always that within us that is greater than any circumstance, stronger than any weakness, and wiser than any perceived mistake. So we call upon that to guide us in this next evolution of Unity Spiritual Center Denver and of life in general, life together. Life as one ultimate human community. And for this opportunity to know that we are connected, to lean into this notion that we do in fact belong to one another. We need one another. To surrender to that and to be strengthened by that is a gift. And so we are grateful to know it and to live into it to the best of our ability this day.
Love, I am. sing with me. I am here to give and receive love. I am here to give and receive. I am here to give and receive love. I am here to give and receive. Sing it one more time. I am here to give and receive love. I am here to give and receive. I am here to give and receive love. I am here to give.
Thank you for tuning in today. We hope that you found something meaningful in our service. If you'd like to learn more about us or make a donation in support of what we do here, visit unitydenver.org. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. every Sunday. We hope to see you sometime in person.